All right, back with us now is the Gloucester High School football coach, Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, man. It's been great talking with you every week. This has been, I think, probably maybe you could agree or disagree, both a challenging season and a rewarding season.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, the rewards are that you got seven games in for your seniors and your other, you know, student athletes that you weren't sure they were going to get any games in. And the challenge is, you know, just involving the COVID restrictions and the guidelines and the possible schedule changes along the way. But, you know, all in all, really thankful to have gotten seven games in this year and, looking forward to a short turnaround and get back into it come August.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's saying that. It's really cool. Tell me a little bit more again, once again, Dan, about some of the seniors relied on, because, you know, this every coach I've talked to has tried to make it a special season for the seniors, you know, knowing that any game could be the last right up into the last scheduled game. So maybe you could mention a senior or two who, you know, whether or not they were great athletes or had great years, you were proud of working with them.
No, yeah, I think it's all of your seniors. And I think for us, you know, what I was most thankful for to our senior class this year is, you know, a lot of the student athletes in the senior class played a lot of football in 2019, and things didn't really go the way we wanted them to during that season, and more importantly, the way that the student athletes wanted it to. And, you know, each and every one of the seniors that came out this season had really done a lot of work in the off season to get themselves better. And, you know, we've talked numerous times about how we ran during the summer. We were lifting. We moved the weight room sets under the bleachers, and we were lifting outside for most of the winter, you know, and trying to get, you know, 17- and 18-year-old kids to go out in February, December and January and lift outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's something completely unheard of. You know, we haven't done that at all.
Yeah.
But they really set the mark. They came every day during the fall. They came in the winter, and they came every day during fall too, and they busted their tails. They worked hard. They did everything you asked them to do, change of positions, move around, do different things. But, you know, to name a few, we had two captains, or two senior captains, and Luke Wakama and Zach Abbott. And Zach's a real vocal leader. He's an emotional, fiery type individual, on and off the field, you know, and he's somebody that I relied on a lot to get on the kids to make sure they're at workout. And Luke's almost like an additional coach that we have, because he just knows so much on the offensive side of the ball. He knows all five offensive line positions, so you moved him. I think he started at three different spots during the season, and he's working with coaching the young kids. And up until the last week, you know, we went into the Danvers game with two freshmen starting on the offensive line. And, you know, Luke's trying to coach them up during the game, during the week of practice, and things like that. We got great contribution from Quentin Ulrich, who was just all over the place, you know, mm-hmm. offensive, defensive, special teams, just a really outstanding football player. And for him, he didn't get a chance to play last year because he injured himself on the very first play of the 2019 season and ended up missing the entire year. So for him to come back and play as well as he did, I was just so happy for him to get that opportunity.
Glad to hear it. Coach, I'm not asking for excuses. Coaches don't make excuses. But when you have to plug in players with no experience virtually, such as freshmen or whatever, and for whatever reason, it makes it all the more challenging, because there's a couple of levels here. There's one, there's the game strategy that they might not be familiar with in terms of technique and understanding, but then there's also a safety factor. So it makes it that much more difficult for you guys, and I know that you had to do that. Some other schools did as well. On the one hand, that's the bad news, but on the other hand, the good news is they did get some experience. So some of your younger kids, that should bode well with some more training over the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got four or five freshmen meaningful minutes of varsity football for the second year in a row. So we're heavy in the sophomore class, and where you had a lot of production from some sophomore running backs and sophomore linemen and skilled positions. Mm-hmm. It's a freshman class. They've got some good bodies in there, and we're really excited to get a chance to work with them. The unfortunate thing, Rick, being honest with you, is not necessarily schematically or anything like that. It's because you're using so many young kids in your varsity contests. What we ended up having to do for the second year in a row is really limit some of the JV games that we were able to hold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you feel bad for the kids that are on the fringe of playing a little bit on the varsity, but really should be getting valuable JV experience. And just for a safety concern and a numbers game, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that we need to address and we need to tackle as a program and get our starting numbers up. You know, we started with 39 kids in February, and we had 23 individuals dressed for our game on Thursday.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I know even one game, and if I'm sorry for interrupting, Dan, but it comes to mind. You had one game where you had 15 kids dressed, and you ended up winning that game. And I'm guessing everybody involved has to be proud of that day.
Well, you know, that's something that we told the group of kids that were playing in that game. If this is a game you're going to look back on, and you're always going to remember. And, you know, it's insane, and it's crazy to think that you went into the contest with 15 guys and were able to compete and play in real Ironman football. I don't think anybody really got much of a break that night, that day. But, you know, we had a good mix of the 15. You know, fortunately for us, we got lucky in that the quarantine group was really only our JV kids, and our varsity kids were able to stay active and stay playing.
Finally, Coach, I think if we look forward a little bit, because it's not going to be that much further down the road, as we keep saying, next year, in a few months, the next football season, what will the NEC schedule look like in terms of the South participating against itself and against the North? Will everybody be staying in league, meaning within the Northeastern Conference?
I know we've got the split in the conference is similar to where we were this year.
Mm-hmm.
In the North and the South, and I believe the contests are, you know, you coaches and teams have the option and ability to schedule cross sections in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to. So you can you're still allowed to go out and schedule non-NEC foe.
Okay.
Just kind of on what you like, and in certain cases, maybe it's something that you had previously agreed to, and what we were hoping was going to be the fall of 2020, and you still like that matchup, and you still hope to continue that game that you thought you were going to play this fall.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, when does schedule usually come out, Dan?
I know we're working on it now. We're working on finalizing a few games here and there, and,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of putting the final pieces together. But I expect it to be out fairly soon.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to rush summer, but it was such an exciting thing to see all the kids and all the schools all over the North Shore, and Lynn Classical still playing now. It's just great to see that, and I congratulate all you coaches who were able to pull this off so successfully. A great year, Dan, and I appreciate all your help too, Coach.
Rick, I thank you guys, and you know, the podcast that your group does with the North Shore Sports Writers is something that I think is fantastic, and you're getting to talk to you guys on a weekly basis has been great, and you know, I think we've learned some things that we really like out of the need this past fall that we'd like to see continue, and that's, you know, the live streaming of games and being able to get, you know, the great things that our North Shore athletes are doing out there and get their names out there to the higher level coaches. And I mean, there's great football being played all across the state.
Yeah. Yeah. And I
like to see some of the kids, you know, make big strides and play at the college level.
I love it. I love it. It's been great. Coach, I'll talk to you very soon. I'll probably see you at a baseball game or two. Stay safe, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Dan O'Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach and former student and a really nice guy. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.